BBC News with Gaynor Howells. An Israeli airstrike in the Gaza Strip has killed Ahmed Jabri, the military leader of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Mr. Jabri was the most senior Hamas official to be targeted since Israel's military offensive on Gaza 4 years ago. Another Hamas official died alongside him when their car was blown up. The armed wing of Hamas said the airstrike had opened the gates of hell. A Hamas spokesman, Taher al-Nunu, told BBC Arabic the Palestinians would defend themselves.
We will not surrender and we will not wave the white flag. The Israelis will not see a white flag raised on any inch of the Palestinian territories. We will keep confronting them and trying to stop such aggression. We say it is the right of the Palestinian people to defend its rights through the means it sees proper against such a blatant Israeli offensive.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the military is prepared to broaden its operation against Hamas targets in Gaza. He added that Israel couldn't tolerate continued rocket attacks against its citizens. From Jerusalem, here's Wira Davis.
Israel says the killing of such a senior Hamas figure is the start of a limited operation in Gaza. This had to some extent been expected after militants fired hundreds of rockets from Gaza at the weekend. Over the years, Israel's killed several senior Hamas figures in similar operations, including the movement's founder, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, in 2004. Calling the targeted killing of Jabri a clear message to Hamas, Israel says its intention is for the violence in and around the Gaza Strip to end, but it must be anticipating, in the short term at least, a violent and angry response from the militant organizations.
Meanwhile, Egypt has recalled its ambassador to Israel and the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, has called for an emergency meeting of the Arab League. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said a report on the UN's failure to protect civilians during the last months of the civil war in Sri Lanka will have profound implications for the global body. Barbara Plecht reports.
Ban Ki-moon said he was determined that the United Nations draw the appropriate lessons from the report. He said events in Syria are the latest reminder that the UN's core mission to protect civilians is crucial. The report concludes that the UN failed at every level to do so in Sri Lanka, pointing out its reluctance to publish casualty figures, its decision to withdraw staff from the war zone, and its failure to report evidence of widespread government shelling. The Secretary General has made the document public and said he would organize a senior-level team to advise him on the way forward.
Protests have been taking place across Europe against rising unemployment, spending cuts and tax increases. Strikes were called in Spain, Portugal, Greece and Italy. Union officials say rallies were held in 23 European countries, including France and Germany. World News from the BBC. President Obama has spoken for the first time about the scandal that led to the resignation of the CIA director, David Petraeus. In his first press conference since he was re-elected last week, Mr. Obama said he had no reason to believe that national security hadn't been compromised. Paul Adams reports from Washington.
President Obama said he had seen no evidence that classified information had been disclosed that might have a negative impact on national security. He went out of his way to praise General Petraeus for what he called an extraordinary career. In a wide-ranging news conference, the president did not face a relentless grilling on the affair that still fascinates Washington. He found time to set out his views on how to avoid a fiscal crisis at the end of the year and said he would redouble his efforts to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon.
Police in the Kenyan capital Nairobi say there's been an explosion outside a supermarket in the city. They say a man was trying to take a bomb into the shop in a predominantly Somali neighborhood when it exploded at the entrance. Local people then attacked him and started beating him up. Police are questioning the injured suspect. Officials in South Africa say at least one person has been killed in a clash between the police and farm workers demanding better pay. Agricultural labourers on vineyards and fruit farms in the fertile region around Cape Town blocked roads, set fields alight, overturned vehicles and destroyed equipment. The protests come after months of unrest among South African miners. Argentina has asked a United Nations court to order the release of one of its navy ships, impounded in Ghana because of a debt dispute. Argentina argues that the seizure violates maritime law. The ship was prevented from leaving Ghana after a local court ruled in favour of a financial fund backed by an American billionaire. The fund says it's owed $370 million by the Argentine government. BBC News.